What's brewing, Bombo Pagano?
Yeah, you know, before we get into the weather, I have to tell you about, because you were laughing with Mike and him making that comment. And I remember many, many years ago going on WPAX TV Channel 11 prior to a tropical storm. I believe it was Belle. Hurricane Belle. I think it was. And back then, all the hurricanes were named after females back then. So, of course, I come on, and we weren't sure of the exact track, as usual. And I said, that is one of the reasons why they name hurricanes after females, because they're undecisive. Oh. Do I have to tell you how many phone calls they got? Do I have to tell you that I never was back on WPIX after that?
Really?
Yeah. right after that, they decided that they're going to be naming alternate male and female. And I think it is because they had such a feedback of the fact that why is it just females and not just males? So that's why they alternate back and forth. So with that being said, let's move on to the storm that wasn't supposed to hit.
Well, the Canadian had it right all along.
The Canadian wasn't bad. I have to say, from a consistency standpoint, the Canadian was most consistent. Didn't give us the amounts that fell, but did keep saying the storm would be closer to the coast. And then the model that really nailed it was the NAM, the North American model. It's an American model, of course, and it's only available through 84 hours. It really, really did nail it. And unfortunately, it's only out through 84 hours. So it wasn't going to help us on Monday, New Year's Day, for Thursday. But once it got into the cycle, it did very well. My opinion, the worst model was the GFS, the American GFS, and the Euro was no big deal. I'm going to read to you again what the Euro model said as far as snow accumulations, starting on the weekend for Hartford. 1 foot, 4.8, less than an inch, half an inch, less than an inch, 2 inches, 6 inches, 5 inches, and then yesterday morning, 9.8. What did they get in Hartford? About like 15 inches?
Yeah, if I was going to say 14 or 15 inches, yeah.
Right. So terrible. Absolutely terrible. And excuse me, it all comes down to timing. Timing. One of the parameters of meteorology that will never be mastered because the atmosphere is always changing. So we're going to continue to go through this no matter how many models they have. The only way to break the barrier in this is to have a computer model that is run or ran hourly. And that is much too expensive. Yeah. And I don't know where they'd get, much too expensive to have it done hourly or even every 2 hours. I mean, you'd have to spend billions of dollars on it. So that's not going to happen, folks. So now you're just left with awful cold. Mid-teens, falling into the single numbers later today, biting winds, changeable skies, maybe a snow shower. Tonight, 5 to 10 below. You know what the computer models are giving us for a low tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
15, take a guess. 15 below.
Two above. I just threw it out. I don't think so. 5 to 10 below, my guess. Saturday, sunny and frigid. 0 to 5 above. And then Sunday, sun followed by clouds, 10 to 15. Cloudy with a little bit of light snow on Monday, low 30s. That could become a wintry mix. Monday night, it's Tuesday, and then it gets a little milder, but I do not like what I see for next week.
What do you see for next week?
I don't see you using the shovel.
What do you see us using?
Ice picks.
That means the snow that we have on the ground will never go away.
Well, if the Euro is right, here we go, folks. We're going to go right back to the Euro, and I'm just going to read to you again what it is saying. And I'm going to be using Hartford again because it is a major site for the euro. So we'll use that as a benchmark. And basically what it's saying, that by the end of the week, next week, on Friday, that would be the 12th, rain, Friday night, rain, Saturday, rain, Saturday night, rain, to the tune of 3.5 inches of rain. Temperatures, mid-50s, late next week. If the euro is right, you are looking for one mess. Could you imagine the flooding?
Hmm. Where's the warm air coming from?
Where is it coming from?
Yeah.
It's coming from the south. A lot of moisture. They just bring a front toward us and a lot of moisture ahead of it. So I hope they're wrong. That's all I could say. I hope they're wrong with that. So that's what we'll be watching next week, folks. In the meantime, the only thing you'll be watching this weekend is trying to stay warm.
You know, it's. I walked out of the house this morning, and with the wind and all the mountains around, it was roaring.
Right.
A constant roar. Mm-hmm. We got anywhere between 10 and 12 inches of snow here.
Right. Well, and that wasn't that I didn't expect that.
Well, we got that one band that just stayed over us for almost like 3.5 hours.
That was when I emailed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw that band going from you to me.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, oh my goodness. And that's when we got nailed as well.
It just stayed there. It didn't do anything, didn't move or anything.
You know, we call those, you know, snow bands, we also call them deep formation zones. It's impossible to try to predict where that's gonna set up. But unfortunately, it set up over us.
It did. But, well, so we got the snow. So anyways, I got out of here yesterday. Pat and I had a long day. I didn't get out of here yesterday until about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was like a 13, 14-hour day. And I actually I tried to shovel the back ramp, and I got about a quarter way done. And I said, screw this.
You're right.
I put it back. I left a note for our plow guy, and I said, you're going to have to finish this because it took me 40 minutes to get 12 inches of, because the snow was not fluffy like I thought it was going to be. But anyways.
Right. It wasn't. Well, I hope everybody has a warm weekend. Stay safe, you know, and we'll be back on Monday to tackle next week's wintry woes.